Well, I was a sophomore in college in Boston, and I was studying acting. I was 19 years old, and my college owned a castle. And the castle was outside of Amsterdam, and so everyone who was a sophomore in college studying acting wanted to go live in a castle near Amsterdam. So we did. As soon as we got to the castle, I was with about 75 other students, and everybody was really ready to get to Amsterdam to procure some local culture. And I was into that, and there was something else going on with me, and I was feeling weird and worried and pretty pregnant. So while everybody was making their plans to get to Amsterdam, get what they needed, and get to their happy place, I was looking for a pregnancy test, and I was taking it in a castle. And the castle had a moat, and it had peacocks, and you could live like in the turrets of the castle. We were living in the servants' quarters. So it was dorm life in the servants' quarters. So Dave Matthews Band is playing, and everybody's doors are open, and we've gone to Europe, and we're all going to Amsterdam, and we're basically just going to be stoned for 6 months, and it's going to be awesome. Except I'm pregnant. And I found out shortly after getting there and commenced just crying all the time. And we were eating together and living together and taking classes together, so it wasn't any big secret to anybody that I was just crying all the time. And it was not my happy place. It was the horrible opposite of a happy place, and I made a decision within a couple of weeks to have an abortion in Amsterdam. So I did that. And my boyfriend came over, and my best friend was my roommate, and she went with me. And we did that. And then when it was over, we were 19 and really stupid, and we'd never been to Amsterdam. And so we went to the Van Gogh Museum, and we went to the Hemp Museum, and we went to the Sex Museum, And when we finally got to the Anne Frank House, I was, like, relieved because it felt pure there and not dirty. So the other part of this program as an acting major was that you went, and for the semester you studied clowning with a real European-trained clown. So the plan, even though this wasn't really a plan, it was a horrible accident and a big mess, but the plan was kind of like, okay, we'll take care of this situation, and then I'll just go back to the castle and live it out like I always thought I would, and go to clowning class and learn to be a clown after my abortion. So that was really difficult for me. I was a mess, and I was depressed, and I felt shame because I had made a really stupid mistake, and I was an emotional basket case. And my clown teacher, her name was Sophie Bonnot, and she was from Belgium, and she was like Marcel Marceau meets Viola Swamp. She was so scary. She was the most serious clown I've ever seen. And she was so intense. And clowning, the art of clowning is taught, you know, of being in the moment, moment by moment, and staying for a long time in a particular moment in your body. And being in the moment and being in my body were kind of the last places that I wanted to be. So I just hid. I hid in the class. And my friends are jumping all around, and they're starting to find their inner clown. And Sophie dumps all these clothes on the floor so everyone can find their costume. And I just couldn't. I was paralyzed. I couldn't move, and I couldn't make a clown noise, and I couldn't find any clown clothes, and I was just a wreck. And everyone sort of knew that this was happening with me, but everyone was also in Europe and in clown class, and hi, so, you know, I was alone, and I felt very alone, and I started to get very bitter and very mad at anyone who was having a good time and anyone who was actually 19 in Europe and enjoying it, and I would just skulk along the walls of my clown class hating everyone. And I had a little vest, and I had a little hat from the pile of clothes, and I was just so mad and full of grief and anger that this had happened to me, and ugh. And so finally, after a couple of weeks of clowning around, we had this opportunity with Sophie to present our clowns, wherever our clowns happened to be at that moment. And Sophie was, you know, turning it up a notch. And she brought in the grease paint, and she brought in a huge hot spotlight, and she brought the clown noses. And this is like a really big deal for clowns, the noses. There's all this stuff about, you know, you can't be in your clown officially until you have the nose. And when you're in the nose, you're in the nose. You're not in the world, you're in the clown. When you take off the nose, you can't be in the clown anymore. So this is very important. So we put on the grease paint. I put on my little vest, my little hat, doing my clown face. I wanted to be anywhere else. I couldn't imagine what was going to happen because I didn't have a clown. Everyone else had like clown moves and clown phrases and a clown costume, and they're all totally mannequin clowning it up. And finally, it's my turn to get up in front of this spotlight, and I'm standing there, sweating in my clown nose, and just felt like I was gonna die. I mean, I've got like 17 clown classmates with their noses on looking back at me. Sophie is prompting me in her very intense Belgian way, poking and prodding at me, telling me to develop my character. Develop. And I have nothing. I have an abortion. Like, that's all I've got going on. And I stood there, and I sweat, and then I burst into tears, and I took the back of my hands, and I wiped my eyes, and with my eyes and my tears went all of my clown makeup, so I became distorted and crazy looking and wild, and my best friend, my roommate, was in the crowd, and she is like, she's a professional clown. She does it like for real and has been to France and stuff to do it. So she knows funny, and the whole classroom just stared back at me in horror. I'm sure that that was not a good thing to see stoned. But my best friend Mandy was rolling on the floor just dying laughing, and I ran out of the classroom. I never went back. Once I left that day, I never went back to clown class, but Mandy runs into the bathroom behind me, and, you know, she loves me. She's been my roommate through this whole ordeal. She knows what's going on, and she comes up and gives me this big hug, and she's like, "You don't understand. That was the best clown I've ever seen in my life." She was like, "When do you see a clown cry and really smear their makeup and run from the room?" So, in Mandy's estimation and my own, that was a real triumph that day. My clown who cried, and I never went back into class, and I did have to leave the castle, but to this day, Mandy and I can still call each other on the phone and be like, "Oh my God, remember how crazy that was?" So, that's my happy place.